Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Big Mouth. And J2. How you doing, J2?
Big Mouth and J2, then That's What's Up.
How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I think we're going to have the funniest show that we've ever had. I think it's going to be so cool.
We shall see.
How you doing, Big Mo?
I'm alive.
Chi-town, everybody, what's up? What it do?
Yeah, you're behind your ass. Anyway, say your disclaimer, please.
Let me say my disclaimer real quick. You hear me?
Yeah.
So we can let them know that we're not playing with them.
Well, the views
and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And that's what's up.
It's been a day, and I hope things run
smoothly. I heard you had a long day.
Yeah, I had a very long day. I had a long couple of days. I went to the mashup out here, which was really nice. It's an event that Northwestern University provides with all the businesses out here and the minority businesses, and they mash up, and it's a big party. It's free liquor and food. It was really nice. It was very nice last year. It was cold as crap, but this year was
excellent. It was cold, but you got toasted a little bit. I had Tito's.
I was drinking Tito's, and even though I'm not really supposed to drink too much anymore. I did Tito's.
What you had a martini, or were you drinking
Tito's cucumber something martini. That was really good.
Tito's cucumber martini. Oh, okay.
And then
I love a good drink.
I had a giblet. And then I did some shots, and I was doing sake. So it was a very fun night.
I'm pretty sure you had a great night.
Yeah, and my kids came by on Halloween. I got to see the twins.
Let's talk about Halloween. Was this Halloween like any other Halloween that you ever experienced? I mean, I know the kids didn't even come to the...
No, it's got several different things to it because, for one, I'm back home in Chicago. Two... I have my own place, and, you know, so that was different. So the kids were being driven around to houses.
Oh, okay. They're driving kids around.
In the Escalade to go trick-or-treating. Who does that? I remember just walking around. You know, but they ride around in the Escalade to trick-or-treat.
Look, we used to egg people houses if they didn't give us. It's trick-or-treat. Yeah, you ain't give us no treats in high school, we going to egg your house and wrap it with toilet paper.
Well, we have like two trick-or-treats, basically. The night before, they call it Beggar's Night. And in Dallas,
Beggar's Night.
I remember, Beggar's Night. In Dallas, they've got some kind of muerte something. I forgot what they call it.
My boy told me about it. Remembering the dead. Just remember
right.
the dead. And you
so
know what's more for all of us.
Beggar's Night, where they don't do that much anymore, but they do the eggs and all that stuff and whatever. So.
No, we were just being bad, egging people.
It was a good night. I used to TP houses a lot.
It was a good night. So happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Because we're in November. So real quick, J2, we usually shout out those countries that listen, and we're so thankful for everyone around the world. Shout out, first of all, to Blog Talk Radio, because without Blog Talk Radio,
love y'all. Thank you. We appreciate the platform.
We really do. So let's shout out Australia. New Zealand. Brazil. Peru. China. You know, I say this every week, but China and I think it's Tanzania.
Tanzania.
A lot to the show.
Okay.
And I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Some of them are else, but I'm just, those two places outside of the United States really listen to the show. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you for listening, y'all.
Canada. South Africa. Zimbabwe.
Uganda.
Kenya.
Argentina.
Romania. Oh, you're killing me with those voices. UK
all day. Yeah, you know I gotta come with the voice.
India. Germany. The hell was that? Okay, Germany.
Netherlands.
Finland. Croatia. And the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
Germany,
we love y'all. We love all y'all.
Okay,
we love all y'all.
Thank you so much. There are your horns. We're not going to go crazy with the horns, but there are
your
horns.
Okay, we're not
going to
do that. Okay.
Oh,
right.
No, you know, they actually didn't sound bad. When I listened back on it, it didn't sound that bad.
Okay.
So
it didn't sound that bad. It was what you expected or what?
No, the sound sounded really good on it and stuff. So last week's show was really good. I had a good time with T-Hot.
T-Hot, he'll probably be on the show today. He might call in.
Oh, that'd be great. Unfortunately, we have to pay our respects to Takeoff, 1/3 of the group.
Oh, man, you know what happened, man. That was in Houston, Texas.
I know. It was
he got shot at a bowling alley at a private party in
right.
Houston, Texas. How you going to get shot at a bowling alley?
They were shooting dice.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not going to really comment on that too much because it hit home a little bit for me. And
yes, it
did. There are a few people that I know that he's very close with. And so I'm really not going to say too much on that subject. It's just very sad to lose him in that manner.
You know what the police officer, the commissioner says, like, man, we need to stop this. While a rapper is getting shot at, while we are in a club or at a place,
it ain't just rappers. It's happening. Why are kids getting shot?
It's happening everywhere. But the police officer, but the police commissioner of Houston said, hey, man, we need to stop this. Let me get with all the artists. And he was like, this is going
to
start right here in Houston.
Well, you know my feelings.
Of course, Deion Sanders said, Deion Sanders, because they're playing Jackson State versus TSU. And he was like, y'all not going nowhere. Y'all go stay in the hotel. Y'all not going out tonight.
Right.
Y'all not going to.
You just have to be doubly safe nowadays. And
some things
you just can't do. You just have to say when to say when. And he put his foot down. I don't blame him. He's responsible for those boys, and he's going to make sure that they're okay. And his responsibility is to play the game and bring them back.
That's been a good coach. Deion Sanders, I'm big up. Big up. This Deion Sanders. Yeah, because he's trying to keep the players safe, the star players and stuff like that. They have a good record going on right now at Jackson State. You know, I'm a graduate of Jackson State also.
Okay.
So, you know. And I went to TSU, so I love both of them.
Nice.
So,
well.
I love both of them. So this is good that the people
it
are coming together.
It is just crazy, you know. So tonight, Carlitos Way. And we're going to be talking to Carlito's dad is coming on the air. Well,
it's
going to
be real funny.
He's supposed to be. And so this one is Carlito's Way. Tonight's music is kind of
all over
the place. Because I got drunk last night, I got up early.
Okay, what happened last night, girl?
I was drunk. So I came home and I went to sleep. And I had to get up and upload that music for tonight. And it is what it is for tonight. I'm telling y'all. for tonight. Unfortunately, last week you and I had a discussion. Well, not a discussion, but we gave out a phone number for mental health. And recently, I had but in my living space, there was a bout with a young man. The day after Halloween, and something wasn't right. I think he broke their bathroom window, and when I looked out the window, he was running up and down the street with a flashlight on his head. And they took him off that day, you know. And so this morning, while I was uploading the music, I kind of heard a little commotion going on. And I peeped out my peephole, and it was Johnny Law and his cousin, Mr. Fireman. They was all up in here. And to make a long story short, they took him away again this morning. Now, this young man is he couldn't be, I'm going to give him at least a senior in high school.
Wow.
Just, right. And mental health is so real. It's so real.
It's
and
real.
It's so sad. There's such nice
people.
Oh,
it's so real.
Yeah. So just want to remind everyone that 988? I think I told Carlito's dad.
988. Call into 988.
Yes.
If you
please,
need some
guys,
mental health,
you know,
and you want to talk to somebody, make sure that before
someone
you
come
try
and get
to shoot
you,
anybody.
You know what I'm saying? Have someone
right.
come and get you. But don't end it. Don't do something that'll cause an ending, a drastic ending.
Well,
Well,
you know what they said about Texas is like we have the most shootings of high schools and elementary schools. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's not a good thing. So if you have some mental problems, please call somebody. Call your family member. Call your family. Call your friend. Call somebody just to be like, look, I need some
call
help.
Call McDonald's and say something to somebody on that other end
yes.
of the phone. Just talk to somebody.
Because
really.
Mental health is an issue. If you need that number, it's 988. Just call 988. Somebody will help
you. And mentalhealth.gov is where you guys can go.
And mentalhealth.gov.
Yeah. So... Mm-hmm. All right. Well, J2, I'm going to, I guess, play a commercial, and then I'm going to learn something. I don't know if I should do it tonight, but I want to learn something to do
well,
something.
Well, you know what?
Under.
We're learning together. You know, all of our followers and listeners, we learning together, y'all. We're learning together.
Okay.
That's
Shoo.
What we're talking about.
You are so silly. All right. So I'm going to break to a commercial, and we'll be back. That's what's up.
We'll be back, and that's what's up.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
This is George Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
Your name, I don't want people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah! baby. Yeah, yeah. Black Ray of Yonder, man.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth.
Welcome back.
So, J2, have you heard from Carlito's dad?
Look. I just texted him. You better call him right now. I just texted him. You better call him with Carlito. Did you get any response from him? Did he call in?
No, I don't have any response from him.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to make this a personal edition. I'm going to walk across the street, and you better open up the door.
J2, you better stay where you need to stay so we can do this show.
Oh, it's gonna be great. Hold on. This show is going to be fun. This is one of the funniest shows I think we've ever been in life. It's gonna be really funny.
You know what I heard recently? You know the actor, what is his name? Michael Eli. You know that? Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Taraji P was talking about his musty.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Where are you?
I'm gonna walk across the street and call like Carlos and Carlito.
Oh my God! Well, yeah, Taraji said he was musty.
Yeah. He probably feeding the baby.
Oh.
He probably feeding the baby. The baby's probably drunk already.
Little bambino.
He's feeding the baby some beer right now. The baby already drunk. Hold on. Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Oh my goodness.
Carlo!
Shit. He done got drunk.
And he got drunk. He got too drunk. The baby then got too drunk.
Oh my goodness! He put it in his bottle.
He put too much in his bottle. He done put some tequila in his bottle. You know, he got the baby doll, and the way he doing it. It's really, really funny. It's the funniest kid. It should be on TikTok, YouTube. It's so funny. He got a baby.
Carlos
boy.
And Carlitos. And this was
Carlitos,
dedicated to him.
Carlitos. Man, we love them.
Mi amigo.
Carlitos. Carlos, open the door.
Oh, my. You're really at his house.
I'm really at his house right now. Like we talk about it right now.
And
like,
he's
this is
really
real
not
time,
answering
y'all.
The door.
This is real time, y'all.
He's
Carlos,
really
where is Carlitos?
Y'all.
Look, if he ain't going to answer the door.
This has been a crazy day for me. First,
okay, let's talk about what's been crazy for you today.
I had Fred and Ethel, and they were the shitty couple.
Oh, Fred. Fred and Ethel. Okay.
I had Fred and Ethel. Okay.
Yeah.
And now we've got J2 and Carlos and Carlitos.
Right. It's
what
been crazy.
The world
it's been a crazy
going
day.
On today? I woke up talking about this was crazy. And yes, it's crazy.
Well, you know
so
what? You know
meantime,
what? At least we
J2,
woke up. At least we woke up.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on mute. You try to find Carlos. And I'm playing some music, man.
Okay. What you got? You got some T-Hop music? You got some Dante the Great music?
I got some music. Goodbye.
Okay.
And
that's what's up. That's
what's
up.
Light it up.
Before the gig, only later to hit the Rio.
podcast was brought to you by iCandy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. iCandy Hair Studio. That's Denise Shaw. Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. If you want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, Lady Barber?
Yo, 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 this your boy Ju, Sound Like Representative. You listen to That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio, Big Mouth, and J2, and it's a family thing, all the way from Dallas to the Bay. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. I see
welcome
J2.
Welcome back, y'all. J2, Big Mouth.
What'd you do? What was you doing over there, man?
Man, look. I think Carlito and Carlos are too fucked up.
What?
Both of them been drinking too much. I guess they've been drinking too much. It was going to be a fun show.
Well, we got to call.
They've been drinking
on the
phone
too much. And
okay, who we got?
I will bring them in and find out, all right?
Okay. Okay.
What's up, caller? Welcome to
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Chelsea. Otherwise,
I'm sorry,
hey.
How
is
are you?
Is that Miss Beth?
Yes.
Hi, Miss Beth. What's going on with you?
Well,
what's
first
up?
Of all, I don't want to hear you were drunk. Maybe you were a little inebriated.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Never
that
drunk.
That sounds good. That
okay.
sounds good.
Very good. The other thing is, hey, I'm going to play some music. Now, this is only my point of view because I'm old now, so my point of view. But rapping is not music.
Your opinion is always accountable.
Rapping is not music. Now, when the lyrics came in and the music and the instruments, that's music. Rapping is just with a beat. It's just the African beat with poetic words, but that's not music.
Okay.
And the younger people have gotten confused
as far as rapping.
But that's how it is now. But it's not
music.
That's
music in motion. That's poetry in motion.
But
yes, absolutely.
Yes.
But
it's
not
music.
You have
which is
to.
Lyrical movement of sound and movement, and rapping is not music. And
but
they're
Ms.
not
Beth.
Songs. They're not. It's just rapping a beat. I
Ms.
was listening earlier.
You have to remember that music evolves. And
absolutely.
Your generation.
Absolutely.
When your generation
absolutely.
Was doing music, they were saying the same things about your music, that wasn't music.
Oh, no. We didn't say it wasn't music. It's never been rhythmic. The poets, what's the name? You remember when the poets start?
Maya Angelou. We can go back to Ray Charles. We can even go back to even deeper than that. But they all got some rhetoric.
I understand, and that's just my opinion.
Oh,
and
that's
okay.
I get that. But you have to be open to the evolution.
Well, I'm not open to a sound that's not music. I mean, you know, I'm open to rap. Dig it? and I can and go along with it with the beat to the beat. But and that's okay too.
I get
too.
That with some rap. I definitely do. Not all rap, but some rap can be musical as well.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. But I go. I mean, that's all right. I mean,
interject?
I don't.
Can I interject?
Go ahead.
Yes.
As being an artist, as being a creator of poetry and also rhyme prose, you know, rhyme, it evolved, like Big Mouth said, it evolved to rhyme prose, to rapping, to music. But it's all one and the same because they're trying to tell the story, but at the same time, they put it to music. Now, we still have poets that do slam poetry, you know, without music. Where are you at? You in Chicago?
Yep.
Were you going to say, where am I at? And I was going to say behind
the... I'm asking the caller. You in Chicago?
I'm in the Midwest. Since you're so world, you're worldwide. I'm in the Midwest. I'm eight blocks away from Lake Michigan.
Okay. We'll say the Midwest.
I'm in
but
Evanston.
There's still rhyme pros, and there's still poets that still want to express themselves. That's what the history of where it came from, poetry to rap to where we are now.
I understand how it evolved into with the younger generation,
right.
You know, the X's and all that.
Right.
I understand. However, I understand that, and it's okay. And I go along with it. I listen to it, and it's interesting and fun. However, it brings about a whole new temperament of people and movement and what they're saying. See, one of the things what they're saying is a lot of times very negative, and it isn't positive. If they were rapping good positive information that had a lot of meaning to do something.
And at one time, they were, when they originated and started rapping, a lot of the rappers were saying things in which to great things and to be great people, but then it slid into the gangster rap side.
Right, and which is not good. We don't need that. We need
no
positive movement.
That's right.
Younger people to become
mm-hmm.
artists and musicians and lawyers and doctors and scientists and
right.
You know, that's just my, you know, my feeling to become more positive. However, I won't keep you long today. I just want to let you know I'm listening to you. I enjoy your show.
Aww,
I love radio. I've listened
Beth.
To it.
Are you, how you feeling?
That's correct. Yes.
How you feeling tonight?
I'm okay, thank you.
All right, Ms. Beth, thank you so much for calling.
All right, you
in.
All be cool and take care.
Yeah, we appreciate
all right,
it.
Now.
You know you're welcome at any time.
We
but
love
today
you.
Is
we love
birthday.
You.
So shout out, happy birthday to Greg.
Oh, hey, Greg,
okay.
Happy birthday.
I'll have to turn him on to tell him to listen.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you tell everybody to call in, like it, respond. Just, you know, let everybody know that that's what's up.
Well, honey,
you
I
know
can
you're
let this, but I know,
more
you know.
Than welcome. Thanks, Ms. Bev.
Okay, darling. Be cool.
Well, day two, and it looks like we've got another caller on the line.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull that in before I break off and maybe play a little
okay.
bit of music. All right?
Okay. I'm with that. That's what's up.
Hello, caller. What's up? Thank you for calling. That's what's up. This has been a crazy
hey, what's
day.
Up, man? I just called, man, really just give my props and shout out to my brother, J2. You know, this is D, the hustle extraordinary himself. I just wanted
oh,
to just call
up,
and say,
there,
man.
D, what's up, baby?
What's
the
up,
hustler
baby?
Extraordinary.
I just wanted to say, man,
what's up, baby? What's up, baby?
That's me, D, Hustler Extraordinaire, for real. There's more than a name.
That's
not
right.
A name.
That's
it's
right.
More than
and
a name.
You
my
know
life.
What, D? I believe it. I believe
it's
it.
Real.
Yeah, that's a Hustler Extraordinaire, like extravagant.
Yeah. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Well, you know, but at the same time,
D,
I know
man,
this.
Tell
I ain't
just
never
tell
did nothing going and allowed me to do.
Yeah, just
say
tell them where
D.
You're from and tell them what you want to get shot
I
out
ain't
of.
Never did nothing. I had nothing. God ain't allow me to do or accomplish or achieve.
Okay.
So I give all praise to God. You hear me? First and foremost,
all
this
right.
Is me, and I ain't pushing
mighty.
It on nobody. But I'm just saying that what I got, that what I believe, and that what I'm going to stand for every day. You know, man
mighty.
Of God.
So tell them where
day.
You're from. Tell them where you're from and where you come
I'm from.
I'm
from Galveston Island, man. Galveston Island. Galveston, Texas.
Oh,
no,
all right.
Man,
I'm
down
living. There in Galveston.
Okay,
well,
that's what I'm talking about. I live down here in Arlington now. I live in Arlington, Texas. So
okay.
Right down the street from the Cowboys Stadium and the Texas Rangers Globe Life Stadium. And I work out of them venues with my brother, Jay, too, who put me on that. You know,
okay.
So my hustle went from amazing to super amazing. Like, yes, sir. I mean, the bar is good.
Thank you for the love.
That's why
bro.
I love my
thank
brother.
You.
Thanks to Jay, too.
He's the man.
Who's the man with the master plan?
Jay, too.
So,
now, Rick, I heard some great things about
no,
you,
we,
sister.
We got
just
fam
tell
all
you,
over the world.
I just want to tell you, sister, that, man, most definitely my prayers is always with you.
Thank
you.
You
know, and I hope that I be blessed to be graced to be able to meet you in person, you know, with my brother or something one day.
I'm
but,
sure.
But I just want
yeah,
to tell you,
to
man,
Chicago.
That, hey, man, most
we're
definitely, you always in my heart and prayers.
Oh.
We're going to Chicago. We got to go to Chicago, bro.
Thank you, D. I appreciate
my,
that.
I'm
and I thank
my
you
man
for
D
like calling and listening to the show.
Hustle extraordinaire.
Right? Extraordinaire.
Yeah, but hey, you know what, Brushley, we won't do that. We're gonna make that happen.
Well, you know what, D, you are more than welcome to stay along and chat with us, and I'm gonna break off.
I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna let y'all just, you know, but I'm gonna stay online though because I'm gonna keep on the show.
Okay.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Thank you for
and
being online with us, bro. And
that's
what's
up.
You
know what I'm saying? Day two, Missy, yeah, we doing this thing.
Lost sight of my goal. this what I was called. And the joy that brings a little thing. It's a little thing. Give me my good dog, give me a bright dog, give me something new, give me some pictures, give me a letter.
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, Unit Number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon, the ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
This your boy B Original representing that Dallas, Texas, and you are listening to That's What's Up with J2 and my homegirl Big Mouth on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, y'all. That's What's Up. It's your girl Big Mouth. J2, we lost D.
That's What's Up. What's up? What's up?
We lost D. But tell him thank you very much for calling in.
D is like, you know, that's my boy, hustle extraordinaire. You know, we make money together, and you know what, he's in the street. He's from Galveston, and you know, we just trying to do what we need to do in these streets in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. So I had a whole little thing for my little Carlitos. I had something special for him to play, and he didn't show up at my fitness office.
Okay. He said he's going to call back. He said he's going to call back, and we probably have another artist that is going to spit a little line or something like that. You know, Mighty, always.
I wanted to talk about Carlito and what he do for Halloween.
I'm looking for Carlito and a little baby. It is little baby. You can see that on Facebook. You can see it on my Facebook page with him and with the baby. You go there and just look up. I'm going to have to tell the people, Joshua Wise on Facebook. But you're going to see the funny. It's really, really, really funny. Really, really, really funny.
Hey, J2.
You know, when you saw it, it was real funny.
Yeah, it was crazy, y'all.
Okay,
J2,
okay.
I got another caller on the line that I want to pull in.
Okay, you got another caller on the line?
Yes, I do. You ready?
Okay, who we got on the line? Who we got on the line?
I don't know, but it looks like Arlington area or Fort Worth or Funky Town. Hello, caller.
Yeah,
welcome to That's
yeah.
What's Up.
Hey, what's up, Mighty, Mighty, peace and blessings.
Mighty,
man, what's good?
Turn that radio down, Mighty.
All right, that's Mighty, bro. My bad, I'm riding in the car. It's good?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So, Mighty, where you at out in Funky Town?
I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm from South 6, you know.
Okay.
All right.
What's going on?
What's up, my man? Look, man. I told you I want you on the show, and I wanted to give them some words that you had, man. Those words were so powerful, bro.
Give them one of your lines. Give them one of your lines. That's just a line. Give them one line.
What was in the conversation what made me come up to spit that, you know, and give you what I need to give you, you know?
Okay, go ahead and spit one of them lines, man. Spit one of those influential lines that the world needs to hear.
Hey, man, I'm only doing this for you, Slim. You hear me?
You doing it for the boy, J2, and Big Mouth?
Yeah, I'm only doing this for you, man.
That, yeah. I feel
exclusive,
privileged.
Exclusive,
I'm privileged.
Exclusive. How about that?
This is exclusive, man. I'm going to give it to you, but let me say this.
Okay,
come on.
I believe black people, us as a people around the world, we don't speak about mental illness enough. And I suffer from PTSD and anxiety, you know. And I've been through some things and seen some things, and I think we need to start talking about that. We need to pull these rugs over and look up under that. We need to pull the rug back and look at this. So, I wrote this as I was getting out of federal prison and this year of January while I was in quarantine, and I call it PTSD. I say post-trauma stress disorder. Correct me if I'm wrong. Post mean that the war is over. You a goddamn lie. It's a war going on right around the corner. Hearing gunshots fired on the daily. Bullet shells and bloodstains left on the pavement. These little bastards with these exotic guns with mean mugs on their faces. Police come to harass the same bitches that be killing our babies. It's a biological warfare going on. People dropping from COVID-19 like crazy. Turn our television on. Little girl hit by a straight bullet and killed while she was playing. She was only your baby. 87-year-old lady beat, raped, and killed in her home. This shit driving me crazy. Plus, our people haven't recovered from all the bullshit that was done to us during slavery. I had a fucked up lifestyle. I did a lot of time in them cages. Keep treating me like statistics. You be making me angry. Post-trauma stress disorder. Correct me if I'm wrong. Post mean that the war is over. You a goddamn lie. It's a war going on right around the corner. During my younger days, my dad and two brothers was murdered, and they kill us. I dream about killing them bastards. I done seen a lot of crime scenes taped off in yellow plastic. I had uncountable tabmates I done seen in them caskets. These little niggas catching bodies like it's a new fashion. They killing over tunes. I thought they was only was rapping. PTSD, it's an ongoing struggle for having back flashes. I got a lot of pain and hurt in my life that I can write about, but I ain't into relapsing. Something my cousin Cool Breeze said, I'm just only recapping. Post-trauma stress disorder. Correct me if I'm wrong, post mean that the war is over. You a goddamn lie. It's a war going on right around the corner, nigga.
Oh! Yo, Monster Man. Like I said, that was just so classic.
And just because
that was a little classic, man, you know,
I got to do his horn.
Hey, bro, that's my brother. That's my brother right there, Monster Blue. You never better know this guy.
Hey, man, I'm like wiping tears from my eyes.
He's great,
like,
man.
You know, like, this is my life. This is my heart, you know. People need to use their platform, man, to resurrect in our people, you know. And I can do this for days, man. Like, everything God, I'm touching on something, you know. Man, I'm feeling myself. Since I got one more for you, Slim.
No, okay, hold on. We might have to go to commercial. We're going to bring you back and then go to commercial and then come right back, okay?
I mean, that's cool, and I'm cool with that, man. I got one more for you, though, man. Hear
okay,
me. If the people want to see me spit one for you, spit one for you, fam.
I'm going to hit a commercial.
Like
we'll be right back, all right?
Peace and love.
That's what's up.
Peace and blessings, baby.
I look fly, and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly, or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Ow! I look fly. I look good.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. J2? Hello? Am I talking to
somebody?
Nah,
I'm here, baby.
Okay, I'm here to somebody. Turn the radio down.
Yo, Marla, you got the radio on, Mom. I got you. I'll turn it down.
Yeah, turn it down,
it's
brother.
It's cool.
Already. And you know what?
Okay,
I thank
so
you for your
you're about to enlighten us with another one of your pieces. Please.
I mean, man, I will, man. And hold on, let me exit real quick. I'm on a highway.
Man, thank you for giving your word, you know, to the people. Because I told you, I believe that you have some great poetry. You got some great, you know, we were talking about that earlier, where rhyme prose don't equate to rappers right now. But just the rappers, so what about rhyme prose? What about the lyrics? What about the, you don't need the music. You know what I'm saying? What do you feel about
yeah.
that?
Actually, you know, everything I've ever written or that you'll ever hear, I woke up out of my sleep crying and my spirit would lead me to write this, so and
right.
it just came to be poetry, you know, like I'm not a rapper,
right.
you know, so I just wanna give it to the world and whoever can benefit from it, you know. Alhamdulillah, you know?
Right.
Okay. All right. So, I'm ready for you to share it.
Okay, I got you. I'm finna get ready to pull over right now. I told you I'm in traffic, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
let me ask
about.
Another question. Let's ask him another question. What do you
all
think
right,
about
Jay
the new rappers now? What do you think about the new rappers now versus all-round pros?
Man, I believe that everybody is like you said, they rappers. Like no,
well,
going
rap
up,
is rap, and R&B is R&B. Those are two different entities.
Yeah, like, let's go with the whole.
No,
whole
that ain't what I'm
right
saying.
Now. Let's go with the whole.
They
industry.
Rappers, they not hip hop artists. Growing up, everybody had their own originality, their own sound. Everybody
right.
sound the same thing, pushing the same storyline. It's
yep.
all killing and drill music, you know. Yeah, you heard pain and suffering in our music growing up, you know, but it was just a way of a self-expression, you know. The life expectancy of a rapper mm-hmm. these days is like a year or two before they dead, yo. You hear me?
What's his name? What's his name? Just died the other day in Houston.
Take off.
Hold on. I'm pulling
take
over
off.
Now.
What's his
you
name?
Know, that
came
was
out.
A sad situation. And,
yeah, it
and,
really
and
was.
Really,
that just happened like
black,
yesterday.
We need to start talking about this. And I believe that we need to protest these people in the hip-hop industry for keep promoting these drill music because it's affecting our community. You know, and that's just the fit, the gist of it all, you know.
Right.
It's because of us that y'all are billionaires and able to do what y'all doing, but y'all not putting back into our community and y'all
thank
music
you,
instead of destroying the mind of our youth and those that grew up in the wrong way because they knew no other way. They trying to come back and make something better, and the youth ain't trying to do it. The way they think that they misrepresenting, we didn't even represent it to that extent. It was for a purpose,
so
even if a person see it through the erratic behaviors, it was still purpose.
Right.
Because through a midst of chaos, there's order, yo. You know, even in a hurricane. But I'm gonna give you this.
Okay, you gonna get you got one more for us, Big Mouth. You think you got one more for us? We got time for one more.
We got one time for one more.
We got time for one more.
I like
this. I call this purposeless. I say, I'm from Stop Six, Texas, and in my hood, it wasn't much to aspire to. For I grew up around gangsters, robbers, dope fiends, and thieves. And as they say, the fruit don't fall too far from the tree. Just products of our environment. Living purposeless is in the name of survival. 39 years later, and thanks to Allah, I haven't been taken out by another rival. And the price of life's are getting cheap. And the crazy point is, in these same streets, I lost my twin brother at the age of 17. I'm born in the 80s, and now it's our babies killing other people's babies. The young boys don't want to be men no more, and the young girls don't want to be ladies. But like I said, in my hood, it wasn't much to aspire to, for I grew up around gangsters, robbers, dope fiends, and thieves. And as they say, the fruit don't fall too far from the tree. It's product of our environment. Living purposeless is in the name of survival. I lost people after generation after generation. If there is truly a savior, when he going to get up off his ass and come and save us? You can look all around us and see we at the point of annihilation. The worst we have been in anybody's generation. It's 2021, and my people been pacing, thinking about the Black Holocaust and our reparation. All I got to say is, fuck that mule and those 42 acres. I'm pissed off, and hell yeah, you deserve to be angry. I see why they ride around with them 223s stepping in and them gators. With all of your oppression, repression, and suppression, there's nothing left on the table. But like I said, in my hood, it wasn't much to aspire to. For I grew up around gangsters, robbers, dope fiends, and thieves. And as they say, the fruit don't fall too far from the tree. It's just products of our environment. Living purposeless is in the name of survival. Peace.
Man, I'm telling you, that's what I'm talking about. Mighty, almighty, you heard me?
Mighty, bro.
So if someone was interested to maybe, I don't know, read your work or something, or find you on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or something, do you have those places?
I'm going to have to tell you, no, I don't. I'm fresh out of federal prison. I just been focusing on planting my feet and keeping a cool head. But
I
have a book. I have a book I'm about to drop. It's called Five Smooth Stones, and that's love, truth, peace, and blessing. And it's my book of poetry in my life. And inshallah, that'll be out on the market this beginning of this year.
All right. So and that means we're going to get the interview with you when that book comes out.
We don't have them with the
daughter. Y'all definitely had an interview, and whatever y'all need from me, like, this right here, this is my passion. This ain't about money. You know, this
it's not about money.
God say this is what I got to get out there. You know, so. I want the world to hear what I got to say and what God want me to say, you know?
I ain't mad at you, and we're here for you, and you are more than welcome to come back and talk about your book when you're ready.
Yes,
and thank you so much, Mighty Mighty.
Is it Mighty Mighty or just Mighty?
Mighty. All right. So that was good.
All right. What we got, Big Mouth?
That was good. What do you mean, what we got?
Well, what we got, guys, look, man, I had my boy come in, you know, I wanted him to, I told him about like a month ago, like I wanted him to go ahead and speak some of his poetry, you know, real quick, you know, because he has some deep poetry, like straight from the streets. You know how we are, Big Mouth.
Right.
And I was like,
that was nice. That was very nice.
People need to hear that.
Sounded very good.
People need to hear that.
You know, welcome home, I should say, you know.
Roger.
So I got family members who just came home recently, too. And,
oh, that's Sam. That's Sam. That's
and
Sam.
they
that's
trying
Sam.
To do what they do. All right,
you know,
J2.
To say, look.
It's
okay,
time.
Okay, what we got?
Music break.
Okay. That's what's up.
Okay.
This is Marvin Gaye. I'd like to wish you all the best. Love each other. Peace be with you. I sure do hope you like this music. God bless you all.
Peace to Keith Murray. Must be the middle day. Cat got me in the zone. Step into your bones, make you lose control. Take hold of your mind, body, and your soul. Oh, that's right, you. Like bricks, I get better with time with this shit.
Just like me.
Oh man, it can feel so good. I rain through your whole neighborhood like a sun shower. Shine light in the darkest hour. Give the weakest man the most power.
Just like me.
So harmonious and sacred. Without this, I don't think the world would ever make it. When negativity come my way, that thing bang. I sound more
just like me.
Achieve it. Okay, let's go it again. If you believe it, you can achieve it.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people are saying that they can't do what they want to do because you are your own, you're your own worst enemy.
Yes,
get
you
out
are.
Of your mind. Get out of your mind. If you believe it, you can achieve it. You are your worst enemy. You hear me?
Oh.
Believe the thought that God gave you. Believe what God gave in you, what was in your heart, and follow that.
Okay.
You feel me?
I feel you. So
I think we all can take from that. I think we all can take from that.
Right, right. Shout out to Ethel and Fred.
Okay.
Before I log off of here, because I promised that I wouldn't go into depth of our day today. even though it was kind of crazy, cry, but it turned out to be a good day. It was really pretty out here.
What the weather like out there? Because it's really beautiful here, but it's not going to be beautiful tomorrow.
It was about
tomorrow.
Maybe 70 or 80 today. It was very nice. So. Shout out to Ethel and Fred.
Okay.
And my little Carlito, wherever you are, you and your drunk daddy.
Yeah. We gonna get up Carlitos. I'm
going
to have to go knock on the door.
No cerveza for you. No más cerveza for you.
No más. No más.
No más. I swear.
No más.
Okay, for real.
That's fine. No, I'm not. Yeah.
So, I like to. I'm gonna try to do this slowly because you got on
Yo,
me a couple
that's
of times.
Almighty,
about...
You know, we on the God tip from the Spirit, you know, and
right.
You know, I just thank my brothers for getting on the line and just
yeah,
you know,
I really appreciate that.
Form.
I do with him.
Man, I appreciate that too, man.
I wish him much success. All I can say right now is just welcome home. You know, welcome home.
Right.
Shit. Really.
Welcome
home. y'all, I guess, like the farmer said to the potato, what am I going to eat tonight? I don't know. Maybe a salad.
Okay.
Anyway, like the farmer said to the
okay,
potato.
Okay, light the salad. See you later, potato.
What was that?
Eat the salad. See you later, potato.
Like eat the salad later, potato. Oh, you crazy.
Yeah, I was trying to do something that was
You are cray cray. I don't know what I'm going to eat, but that made me think about it. I was like, dang, what am I going to eat tonight? I don't know. But I got plenty in there.
What you got on your meal plate?
I don't know, because today I made, for breakfast, I had a BLT with an egg and cheese. It was so good. And tomatoes, it was good.
Look,
I like
baby
cooking.
Made breakfast
cooking
for me.
Relaxes me.
I like
to cook.
Big mouth. Baby made breakfast for me, but she forgot the eggs. We didn't have enough eggs. But she made some turkey bacon and some toast. So it was all good.
And then I ate
hot
dogs from Bill's. I had some hot dogs and a chocolate shake from Bill's.
Wait a minute. What kind of hot dogs, though? Because Chicago hot dogs are different from Dallas hot dogs.
Yes, they are different. Yes, they are.
Yeah,
you know, when I came out of my coma, the first thing I said was, where was my hot dog?
Oh, you really? Really?
Yeah, really. When I came out of my
coma.
With the
Poblano, you know how Chicago hot dogs are.
I looked over at my sister and I said, where is my hot dog? And she was like, okay, she's back. She's talking about food.
Okay.
I'm a foodie. I am a foodie.
I definitely want to let them know about the Texas barbecue down here because, you know, I think I'm one of the best barbecuers in Dallas.
Okay. like everybody else in Dallas.
I am one of the best barbecue. Ask
like
my wife.
Everybody else.
She'll let you know. I can cook a brisket.
Everybody in Dallas.
They don't know what a brisket is like in the North. They don't know what a brisket is.
Yes, we do.
But when you seen a brisket in Chicago?
I've had brisket up here. We
or
had
New
brisket
York.
Up here. You forget
Canada.
We got people from the
no
Memphis
brisket.
Area up this way. They moved up here. But I know what we eat brisket up here, boy. We've got barbecue here.
Well okay. Who gonna cook that? Because that's the thing. Who gonna cook the best brisket?
I like
though?
Me. I like a barbecue. I like brisket with coleslaw.
Okay.
Man, please. Anyway, I don't know. You gonna make me
well,
order
we
something?
Well, we got a challenge there. Look. We got a challenge there. Let's see who cooked the best brisket, north or the south.
I don't cook brisket. I've never cooked it. But
no,
I know
let's,
people
let's,
that
let's put
have.
It out there like to the people. Let's do it to the people. Let's do the people. Who cooked the best brisket, north or the south?
Okay, we shall see.
Let's put it out there. Let's see.
Put it
let's
in the
see.
Comments section. Feel free. Let us
comment,
know.
Respond.
He think he can cook. He think.
Okay, who think he can cook?
You.
I'm finna be in there.
Yeah, okay.
Finna is a Texas thing. Finna, nah, like I'm not gonna. Finna.
We know what finna means. I'm fitting to do it. All right, J2, like the farmer said.
Man, it was
potato.
A lovely show, man. We had a lovely
plant
show. Plant
it now. I dig ya later.
Good night, sweet heart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.